The employment picture again was pretty dull last month, as private sector jobs only grew by 67,000 and the unemployment rate incrementally rose to 9.6%. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net, reporting on August 2010 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that was essentially unchanged, with a 0.1% rise to 9.6%. The unemployment rate was the result of 261,000 more unemployed persons, but there were 290,000 more employed persons. Sounds like good news, except the labor force grew by 550,000, and those not in the workforce declined by 341,000. In plain English, despite the number of employed persons growing by more than the number of unemployed persons, the growth in the total labor force more than wiped out that positive trend. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported a weak 67,000 new jobs in August after a lukewarm at best job growth of 107,000 in July, which followed growth in June of 61,000. Goods-producing sector job growth was flat as a proverbial crepe. Crepes are flatter than pancakes. In August, with zero change after growing by 37,000 in July. The construction sector, after dropping by 4,000 in July, added 19,000 jobs in August, with the biggest gains in heavy and civil engineering construction and non-residential specialty trade contractors, possibly as the stimulus program's public works projects moved to the streets and the bridges and everything else. Manufacturers, which sort of surprised many by adding jobs recently, dropped by 27,000 in August, and mining and logging added a total of 8,000 jobs in August after adding 7,000 the previous month. The private service-providing sector added a net of only 67,000 jobs in August. Although private sector jobs have grown consistently in the past several months, this growth has been remarkable because of its weakness. The retail trade sector's inventory of jobs, with a total of about 14.4 million jobs, experienced shrinkage of 4,900 jobs in August. Professional and business services, with about 16.7 million jobs, was up 20,000 jobs, with gains in most subsectors. Specifically, computer systems design and related services added 4,000 jobs in August on top of its 8,300 job gain the previous month. But the mood of the party at the leisure and hospitality sector, with a total of about 13.1 million jobs, depended upon which party was attended. Although the accommodation and food services subsector added jobs, but new job attendance was down at arts, entertainment, and recreation. The number of government jobs was down 121,000, but this was not unexpected. The federal government eliminating a total of 111,000 jobs. This includes dismissing 114,000 federal temporary census workers, and state governments cut 14,000, but local governments had added 4,000 jobs in August. Temporary help services, after experiencing a basically flat performance in July, was down 900 jobs, added 16,800 jobs, or grew 0.8% in August, to 2,116,600. Although month-to-month growth was fairly unremarkable, the year-to-year performance was up 22.1% from August 2009. The temporary help services sector has added more than 390,000 jobs since it started to add jobs almost a year ago, but is still down more than 530,000 jobs from its December 2006 peak. And temporary help services gained incremental market share in August. Temporary help service jobs were 1.6% of all jobs. It was about 1.3% a year earlier. Unemployment at 9.6% is remaining high, likely a result of a large influx into the labor force in August, but also because with unemployment benefits extended, people have less of an incentive to accept the job, as well as many are not properly skilled for the new jobs emerging in this new economy. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.